This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. Millions of people in the United States are affected by mental illness, and young people are no exception. In South Carolina, an estimated 1 in 6 people under the age of 17 experience a mental health disorder. But treatment options can be complicated due to a shortage of psychiatrists.
There's usually a wait of 3 months, 6 months, or even longer to see a psychiatrist. So most of them do see the pediatrician, the nurse practitioner, or physician assistants.
Dr. Anita Kate Paul is a child and adolescent psychiatrist for South Carolina's Youth Access to Psychiatry Program, or YAPP. She provides free phone consultations to pediatric and primary care providers.
And most children see pediatricians for emotional or behavioral health concerns. And they may or may not be comfortable managing beyond mild to moderate anxiety, depression, and ADHD. So we come into play when they have questions or want to kind of look into other treatment options or to better manage or even to assess.
The YAPP program is part of the South Carolina Office of Mental Health. The program seeks to bridge the gap to psychiatric care for youth in South Carolina, according to Dr. Eve Fields, a psychiatrist and former project investigator for YAPP.
The Youth Access to Psychiatry program is a grant-funded program to provide resources to primary care physicians and other providers in the state of South Carolina to help them manage the behavioral and mental health issues that they see in their patient population.
She says 25% of pediatric visits include some kind of mental health issue.
One of the things that's really important to understand is primary care physicians get minimal training in mental health during their training years. And when they have come out into the community, many of them are overwhelmed by the number of patients they have who are seeking mental health services directly from them. So about 25% of pediatric visits include some kind of mental health issue, and yet 25% of a pediatrician's training is not about mental health.
She says YAPP supports these providers so that they feel less overwhelmed. It also helps ensure that children get the care they need.
We're here to bolster up the work of our primary care workforce and help them provide better care to their patients and make their patients feel that they really are very confident in the services that they're getting from their providers because they know they have access to specialty services when needed.
She says the program got started in Barnwell County with Dr. Abe Mosco. Like Dr. Kate Paul, Dr. Mosco also provides free consultations to primary care providers.
I'm a board-certified general pediatrician who limits his practice to developmental behavioral pediatrics, and I work at a federally qualified health center, Low Country Healthcare Center, in the central Savannah River area.
Here's how it works. The primary care provider contacts the YAPP intake coordinator and requests a consultation. The next provider is connected to Dr. Mosco, who offers guidance on specific cases.
We oftentimes were able to provide these visits the same day. And I think that's the thing that the primary care providers really liked and really appreciated. Just how easy it was, how pain-free, and how quickly we were able to answer the questions and help direct the evaluation and treatment.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear the report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.